for that second cutting of grass?
Yeah, but we just always call it hay.
Okay.
They leave it on there to rot. They said it makes the ground richer.
All right, very good. What is wheat tied up into?
Bundles.
Bundles, okay. The bundles or sheaves are piled up into what?
Piles.
And how many sheaves are there?
10.
Okay, and those put together, about 10, you say, would be called what?
Piles.
All right. Now back to wheat and the amount of wheat to an acre. We're going to say we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
Bushels of wheat.
Okay. Lucille, what have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash it.
All right. If you and another person have got to do a job, let's say another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, now you're going to tell him that the two of you have to do this job, you would say, you and...
Me has got to do this job.
All right. If you're not speaking to him, but you're just talking about him, you would say, this job is for...
You and me.
Okay. But now you're speaking to someone else about him now, about him and you and the job that you and the other man have to do. And you would say, this job is for...
Me and him
to okay. do. Okay, me and him. Would you ever say something like, both of us, or the both of us, or how might you say that?
Well, I just said me and him.
Okay. If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you would say, blank and blank are coming over to see you. How would you say that?
You said, we are going over to see Miss Stein.
All right. Now you're going to break it down so that it's the man and you. So how would you say that? And when you want to say he or him or whatever, you would say?
Me and him is going to see Miss Stein.
All right. If you knock at the door and someone inside says, who's there? And they know your voice, but then you would just say, would you say it's me, it's I? What would you say?
It's me.
Okay. And if we're sitting here expecting some man who knocks at the door, you say, and we're going to say him or he or whichever, you would say, oh, it's only...
Him.
Okay. If it's a woman, you would say it's...
Only her.
All right. If it's two people, you would say it's...
It's them.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to talk about comparing how tall you are. We should compare how short you are, since you're short, Lucille. But let's say comparing how tall you are, you would say he is not as tall as...
I am.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are again, you'll say I'm... Now, this is comparing you with Heron, let's say, your brother.
Mm-hmm.
You would say, I'm not as...
Tall as he is.
Okay. Comparing how well you can do something, you would say he can do it better than...
I can.
All right. If a man has been running for 2 miles and then he had to stop, and we're going to use now farthest or furthest or further or all the further, whatever you say,
mm-hmm.
we would say 2 miles is what he can go.
Yeah.
How would you say that? 2 miles is...
As far as he can run.
All right. If something belongs to me, you say it's...
Hers.
Well, now to me. You would say it's...
My.
All right, that's if it's yours.
Yeah.
Now, I am... You would say you for me, wouldn't you? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now what? How would you use that then if you want to say it's...
It's yours.
All right. Mm-hmm. If it belongs to both of us, you would say...